Oh, yeah. I mean, not in that way or on that level, but... But he's very non...
Hey, Ron, hey, morning. We're talking nice things about him.
But he's not a proselyte.
No,
not evangelical. He doesn't do the messianic thing to the point that you feel like he... And I think there's hidden a picture of Rebbe, but it's not downstairs. I don't have to stare at him. In other words, he doesn't seem to be...
Okay. We are on Daf Tazayman Alv. Here are the two dots. Five lines down. And all those forbidden to read in the Torah, Milikros Batorah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, what's the pasuk which teaches us this? Vain dover elov dover. It says nobody can speak to him anything. Okay? Amal Yashim in Lakish, Vafil dover shel Torah, even a word of Torah. Amal Yashim in Lakish, Shem Lakish, but said, Kol Garmei. This is an amazing statement. Kol Garmei, his entire being, meaning the guy who kicked the bucket, Ilutana, were he to have learned, Law of a Mice, he wouldn't have died. The reason why he died, because he wasn't learning. So therefore, you want the Ovel to stop learning, that's exactly counterproductive. Then the Ovel himself will have to die. Right? So says Mar Maikadun. Well, so how does Rish Lakish learn the Pasuk, which says, Vein Dovei Lov Davar. So Kai Dom, Rabbi Yudu Bar Pati, B'Sham Rabbi Yochan, Tzarek Rabbi Yudu Bar Pati, name Rabbi Yochan, B'Shlo Yodin Bamelif Toachlo. That's talking about by Job. They didn't know what to say to him, because they had to console him. But what are they going to still console him with first? Imagufo, about his body, which was covered with all sorts of boils and afflictions. Imono, about his money, which he had lost. Imenevish Bonav Nosover, about his sons and daughters who had died. So they didn't know what to say to him. But Reish Lakish holds a person who's a scholar, a person should learn during Avelos. On the contrary, if a person doesn't learn, he's missing the whole lesson of why that guy died. And along those lines, we have two stories here. Chad Talmid min the Rav Chista. A certain student of Rav Chista, Ivish, became sick. Shoch Leitrein Talmidim, so Rav Chista sent him two students, the Yatnu Nimei, who should learn with him. Isavi Kumin Kumin Chive. So the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, came and made himself before them like a snake. Viv Sukun, they stopped learning. In other words, they were learning in the room. They stopped. Vidamach, and then the guy died. So we see that were there to be perennial Torah study in the presence of the individual sick, he would not be able to be killed. So the Malach HaMavis first has to get them to stop. Another student, Chatam in the Bar Pedoya, a student of the sage Bar Pedoya, even she got sick. Shoch they trained Talmidim, so they sent he sent the two students. The Asimesh learned with him, with the sick person. I guess is Avi Kumeon Kumein Kolchova. So the Malach HaMavis became in front of them like a star. This school they stopped the Domach and he died.
Tell a story about David
and Mela. Right, I don't know why they didn't tell a story about King David here when he died. I don't know, it's a good question. But it's a similar idea, that he stepped down a step and he stopped learning for a moment, and that's when the Malach HaMavis got him. Right, rustling in the trees and went to sea. And Rav Chista, there's also stories of Rav Chista himself at the end of his life, which somebody asked why they didn't mention, but I don't know. Time he learned, Avil Shonu B'Makom Shenu Ragel.
Maybe because David Mela wasn't sick, these people were sick.
He wasn't sick at the time he went. Could be. The Chiddush is that even if they're sick, it's still the Malach HaMavis can't get you unless you stop learning. Tani, Avil Shonu B'Makom Shenu Ragel. And Avil... What?
What does it mean to stop learning in this context?
To stop preoccupying one's mind with Torah thoughts.
As opposed to...
Constant preoccupation. The Malach HaMavis can't get you. As long as you're preoccupied with Torah.
So you're learning if it's on your mind.
I think so. I don't think you have to literally speak the words necessarily constantly. Okay?
Preoccupation.
Mm-hmm. Tani, we learned Avil Shonu B'Makom Shenu Ragel. An Avil can learn in a place, not necessarily a physical location, but in an area of Torah where he's not normally accustomed to learning, which is an interesting concept. He's not allowed to learn something which is accustomed, he's learned to allow to listen to something new, learn something new. Like a case Rabbi Yasa Avli Uvda, he had a case where he was in Avelus, he was sitting Shiva. Shalachi Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan said, train Talmidim, two students, Yasanim, you should learn with him. So in Mishum the Shari Lo Yodin, we do not know if that's because Rabbi Yochan decided he's going to permit an Avot to learn Torah. V'in Mishum Lo Rochi Lo Yodin, or if they learned with him something which he wasn't normally accustomed to, and that's why they sent him to learn Torah. So here's where Rabbi Yasi Lo Rogil, Rabbi Yasi wasn't accustomed to learn Kol Torah Kula, he learned everything. Ela Kigon Ilam Meilim Durabana. No, there are such cases. There's such as these, the words of the rabbis. The Baran Nosh Nishtayabo, and a person asks a question about them, though it's a practical halachic question, became a command l'orgil, and concerning this you stand, like someone who's not accustomed, meaning it's like an application which you're not accustomed to thinking about, so therefore that's actually like a new area of Torah for that person. So they're coming and asking new questions. Says my, Rabbi Yossi Bar Pitras. Rabbi Yossi Pitras was Chamuid Rabbi Shimon Levi Kamaya, was the first follower of Rabbi Yossi Ben Levi. Havali Uvde, it's a case when it's Avelus. Shokhe Bar Kapar, so Bar Kor, Kapar sent him, trained Talbinim, two students, the Yossi made Shalom with him. And we don't, in the Shari, is if it's because he allows learning Torah, Lo Yodin, we do not know. Vimishum Shalot Achar Torah, or because Rabbi Yossi Bar Pitras, even though theoretically he should not be learning, since he had such a tremendous fiery inclination towards learning Torah, so that's why they permitted for him as a special case. The Tanya came, we also learned this in the Braisa. Imei Alot Achar Torah, Nevatam Mechachem is fire really, is absorbed. Learn Torah in such a fiery fashion, he's aflame with Torah, so then Mutter, even when he's in Avel, he's allowed to learn Torah as well. Okay? So special dispensation for people on Avelos, if they are, that's their life force, constantly be learning Torah.
Isn't it customary just to learn Avelos?
That's customary nowadays, because we don't have this leniency. Okay, says more further. When the first white line now. Anything which is mentioned in Torah that a Kohen can go to the defile himself or make him make himself impure, for those relatives you saw misabel, for those relatives a regular Jew can mourn and sit shiva. Hosifalim, they added to them the rabbanon, they added to these listed in the Torah achiv v'achoso me'imo, that you sit shiva for your brother and sister from your mother's side. Ma'achosim son, also your married sister, even though Kohen does not go to the levaya of these relatives. On all these, misabel, you keep shiva, va'one, and you're an one until they're buried. Avolomitamei, but a Kohen is not allowed to go to the cemetery for these individuals if they die. Arusasa, also woman to whom you're affianced, meaning you have kiddushin, but not nisuin. Lo misabel, you may not go to, you do not mourn for them. Velo onen, nor are you an onen for them, meaning that you do not have to revive yourself, bury them to somebody else. Velo mitamen, of course, you're going, don't go to their levayas, fear of fiancé's levaya to her burial.
What do Yisrael
Yisrael can go anytime he wants, sure.
No,
in this case the Yisrael is no different than the Kohen. Okay? He wouldn't sit shiva either. I mean, it seems that you're allowed to sit shiva for anybody you want. Truth is, you can sit shiva for a goy, but you just can't become an onin for a goy. You're only an onin for relatives and kuts to come to find you to bury, and this is not one of them. No Gemara? Somebody stole your Yerushalmi, huh? The extra one in the room. Or you can look in. It's up to you. Okay. Tani. That's a Madrego. Someday people will be stealing Yerushalmis. That's what we look forward to that day. Okay. Is that an interesting article? That was cruel on my part with I couldn't restrain myself. I'm sorry. Okay. Or okay.
Sports cycle move.
Says more further. Tani, we learned Kol Shemisabi Love Misabi Imo. Now that's an interesting case, interesting thing. This goes back to what we said yesterday, that let's say if there's a parent who's an Avelu, so his son, who's a grandson of the deceased, also should, you know, act in solidarity with the parent who's sitting Shiva or vice versa, right? So along those lines, let's say your wife's brother dies, okay? In other words, it's somebody who's related to, but indirectly. So then the same idea, and that's what Gemara is going to say here. Okay? So it says Gemara, Tani Kosh Misabli Allah Misabli Imo. Anytime you have Avelus for this person, we need to be your relative, you're Misaba with him as well. So in other words, the example is, Rav Damchas Achse. Rav, his sister, died. He told Chia, his son, who was a nephew of the deceased, right? To so he said, when you come to my presence, have Ishal Sandal, take off your sandals. Again, show solidarity with me because I'm an Avelus for your uncle. Even though he himself, the nephew, has no Avelus on the uncle, but when he's in the presence of his father, who is an Avelus for the uncle, so then he should act in Avelus as well. Okay? So says the Gemara. So again, if let's say wife is sitting sister Shiva on her brother, so the same idea, the husband, when he's in the presence of his wife, should demonstrate some sign of solidarity. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Mona, the fifth wide line. Rabbi Mona having benoit Rabbi Chanina Choy Mason. Rabbi Mona, the son of Rabbi Chanina's brother died, so his nephew died. Asim Shalom Rabbi Yossi. So they came and asked Rabbi Yossi, Ma'alich Bos Samita. Does he himself have to lower his bed because his nephew died? Ramalon Lotzeris, he said, no, it's not necessary. Ma'alich Shanagah Mita Kfuya, does he have to sleep on a lower bed? Ramalon Lotzeris said, it's not necessary. Ma'alich Kros Es Shema Vlispala. What about reading Shema and davening? So, in other words, is he exempt from... What?
Sounds like being an
onen. Yes, the exempt from davening and saying Shema because he has the status of an onen. So says the Gemara, I'm alone. So he said to them, Nishmina min adol. Let's learn from here. So he was involved with a dead person, bekever to derium, begi ona shkri Shema, and the time came for Shema. Porish the Makam Tari goes to a place of Tara, meaning away from the mace, Lovish his tefillah, he puts on his tefillin, Vekurakishma Mispah, it says Kshmani Davins. So even a person who's actually burying, as long as he's not a close relative, is not exempt from Shema. So certainly he, who's an uncle, is not exempt from Shema as well. Okay? Memasai Koivinas Mitos. Rabbi Isai, what's going on? You're talking about it? Are we short one? Two. Okay, we're relying on you. We're relying on you. May Masai Koivin is Amitos. If you need to make a phone call, the Mashkiach's office is open.
It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't want to talk at 11 o'clock. May Masai, gee, thanks. May Masai Koivin is Amitos. You're so kind. May Masai Koivin is Amitos. From when do you lower the beds? Now, we don't actually do this anymore, lowering the beds. It's kind of an archaic practice. The Gemara is going to talk about that later on. But this thing, which used to do, the Gemara is going to describe in great detail what they did. Once the dead corpse leaves the opening of the courtyard, from the time that the grave is sealed. Once they left the opening courtyard, said to students, Kafus Amitas lower the beds. Ukshinista Magolel, when the grave was shut, Rabbi Shul said to the students, Kafus Amitas lower the beds. Amulos of the Sekbar, Kafinuma Bizakin, Ray lower them based on the say so of the old man, meaning Rabbi Lezer. Brev Shabbos Zoykev Samitos up. On Friday afternoon, you raise your beds again. Bermir Motse Shabbos Kofan, Motse Shabbos, you lower the beds again. Tani, we learned Dargosh. Dargosh is a bed which is made of straps which go from side to side, and on top of that you put your mattress. So you don't have to loosen the mattress, loosen the straps. So you just turn the Dargosh on its side. You turn it sideways. What?
Yeah, those in submarines.
In submarines? It's like something like a hammock. Yeah, something like a hammock. So you turn on its side. So, the Vena's Niskef, it's put on its side, Vena Nikbe's not lowered. Shimbalos Mer, no. Show me Kalmatarinchalo. You lower the straps which hold it in place, the dial, and that suffices, but you have to lower them. Rabbi Elzi B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, look, Shimon Elzi, you gotta lower the straps. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elzi said, Mito Shinak Nakitel, Limbi or Dini Ma. This is a very interesting halacha. No, this isn't Bavli, I think. If you have a bed which has a canopy on it, those of two-poster canopy, it's like a tent coming down on top of the bed. So actually, you don't have to lower the bed. Shomtam v'dayin, remove those canopy posts, and that's sufficient. Why? Because the whole concept of Kovenah Mitzvah is not to literally lower the bed, but to go down a notch in stature. So therefore, if it was a canopy bed, to remove the canopy suffices. Okay? Says the Gemara.
You can remove a box spring if you have a...
Right, that would suffice too. Even a pillow.
Yeah,
right. Even a pillow suffice. As long as you're going down, ratcheting down, that's sufficient. Okay?
When you say in stature, do you mean just in
comfort or elegance? Not necessarily height. Because you can move a canopy. That suffices. You're not lowering the bed physically in that case. Okay?
Just making it more painful.
Right. Well, not even. No, the canopy does make it more. Lack of canopy doesn't necessarily make it more painful.
Just make it less.
You'll see why in a minute.
Okay.
There's a reason for this. What's a bed and what's a dargosh? Anytime the strap, the belts or the straps or strips of leather which hold in place go over the board, the poles. Anytime there are notches in the poles to hold those straps, zoi dargosh, that's a dargosh. Vatinan. As Mark is saying, soon we learn Hamita Varisa, a bed and a couch. When are they Makabel Tuma? When can they become defiled? When they're completed, which is Mishushufem or Adag. Once you smooth them with fish oil. That was done in order to prevent splinters. Okay? So Imasago Agufa, so if you're putting the straps over the top of the bed, laser double shuffle, why are you rubbing it with oil? And not gonna get splinters anyway, because the straps are going over the top. So I'm Blesser, Blessetti Potter, resolve it. Bilin Arsa, so case are yours, cesarean beds. These Lenikman, which have holes in them. Now, why do you lower the beds? Rabbi Crispi, Rabbi Christopher, Rishay, Rabbi Yochanan, Chas
V'Shalom.
What?
Did you say
cesarean? That's what it says here, yeah.
Like rolling beds?
Right.
Holes.
You have to have been there. Right. Okay. When I look at the sign, I know you have to lower the beds. Rabbi Crispi, Rishay, Rabbi Yochanan said, Vayishvu ito l'oretz. For friends of Eov sat with him to the ground. Our Lord's Ankhsiv Khan, it doesn't say on the ground. It's to the ground. So what does it mean to the ground? Eladavish Usamak Lord, it's not on the ground, literally, but on something which is near the ground. The country shame on Mitas Kvus, and we learned that they slept on Lord beds. By Kapuramar, why do we load the beds? It's to say, Hashem says to us, I had one good image in your house, a tzelem Elokim, man created the image of God. You grabbed tiny close and you caused me to lower it to the ground. If I talk faking me, so do you lower your bed. Some give another interpretation. Yichba asarsur. The agent should be lowered. Meaning, when a person dies, it's the opposite of puur vu, of be fruitful and multiply. So therefore, in order to demonstrate the contrast, we lower the bed, which is the agent in the act of being fruitful and multiplying, in order to indicate that there was a lack of human being who was a fruit of the world. And it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer says that's why we cover the mirrors in the house as well.
Agent of what?
Agent of procreation. Catalyst for procreation. bed, the marriage bed. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Okay, symbolic.
So what is the mirror?
No, it says cover the mirrors for that too, because mirrors are for the purpose of adorning yourself, vanity, you know, romantic purpose things. So therefore, you cover the mirrors. That's what the Chasam Sofer says here at the bottom. Because nobody knows why we cover the mirrors. I always say cover the mirrors so people don't look at themselves in the face. There are those who say it's because they're demons, but he says it's neither. He says in order, because of the symbolism of diminishing the power of procreation in the house. It's an interesting concept, but even if you don't subscribe to it. With the mirror? Because the mirror is used for adorning oneself.
There may have been some other meaning.
So adorning yourself, enticing your spouse.
Yeah. There's a medrash, you know, in Egypt that they took mirrors and they used to look at the mirrors together. That's why the kiyor was made out of the mirrors. You know, so that's the same idea. Okay.
There are anthropologists who talk about the ancient use of the mirrors and the anthropopropriation.
Okay, that might be part of it too. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Tarvei on Amri, Tarvei Moshe, Moshe Milokish, both say Moshe Milokish. Chad Amar, one said, "Me name Ayosha, me the Kfuya." Why does he sleep on the lower bed? Kadeshi and Neir Balai, in order he should wake up at night because he's uncomfortable. V'nizko, remember that he is in Avelus. V'nizko Shuavil. V'charon Amar, and the other one said, "Did Rocky try to get a minion?" What happened to the people next door? I thought they're two Olsteins. What? Where's Rocky?
Rocky went upstairs because he was waiting at
the time. Oh, he gave up? That's why he left? Okay. The other one said, because he's sleeping on a bed which is lowered. I messed up before. Let's go back to there. Rabbi Yoino, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line down. Rabbi Yoino, Rabbi Yisrael, Tarvei Moshem, Rishim, Lohish, both in the same name, Rishim, Lohish, Chayim, Rabbi Neim, Ayosha, Mita, Kfuya, why does he sleep on the Lord, Bek, Deshi, and Neir, Belayla, so that if he wakes up in the night, Nitzko, Shu, Avel, then he'll remember that he's an Avelus and prevent himself from doing something improper. The Charanim, the other said, Mitoshu Yosha, Mitakui, since he's sleeping in lower bed, who near Belay, that's going to wake him up at night. Venizka Shuavon, then he's going to remember that he's an Avel. So one person is to remind him if he wakes up, the other is for him to wake up and remember. Okay? So it says, Amra, any Kaivis Amito. If a person said, I don't want to lower my bed, I'll sleep somewhere else. I'm ready to Yoshin Al-Gabi Asaf, so I'll sleep on a bench. Ain't Shomilo. We don't listen to him, because that's not lawful. You have to lower the beds, regardless of whether you use it, lower it or not.
I'm confused. At first you said you lower the bed because it's symbolic of a change in the...
Yeah, now we're saying a more practical reason. There are many reasons being given, right? It's not, doesn't follow consistently. Okay? Says Gor Amra any kovas amita. Person says again, I don't want to sleep with lower my bed. Rain Yoshua Basav's gonna sleep on the bench. Ain't Shemlo, we don't listen to it. Amra any kovas amita. Now it's an interesting thing here. It's because he said I don't want to put lower my bed. Avli Amra Rainy Kovas Amita, but if he said I'm lowering my bed, I want to sleep on the bench anyway, then Shemlo that we do listen to. Though it's a takon of the rabbon, and you have to lower the beds. Right? Whether you sleep on it or not, you must lower the beds. That's not loch. Yeah, that's the interesting thing. You'll sleep on a higher bed as long as you lower the beds. I mean, I'm not sure. Sounds like technical possibility, but theoretically, you know, it's possible. Yeah.
If you lower your bed, you sleep anywhere you want.
Right, that might be. Right.
Which which is not consistent with the notion that if you wake up at night, it'll remind you you're available.
Right. It would be consistent with the symbolism idea, but now with the reminder idea.
That's right.
Okay, Masdisin L'Amarkin, our mission doesn't sound like this. Elo, it says, because it says when you when they come to console him, Kol Am Asumin Eretz, the entire nation sits on the ground, V'Meisav Al Safso, then he sits, this is the Kohen Gadol, sits on the bench. That sounds like a Kohen Gadol. He can sit on a bench. So Kohen Hediot Lo. The regular Kohen has got to sit down to near the ground. Uvarabim, it's only when he's in public. But if he's in private, he can do what he wants. Says, so our bottom line is, V'lo Avdin Kain. We do not do this, meaning we don't do Kfiya Samitos anymore. We do sit low, but we don't do Kfiya Samitos. We don't lower the beds. Okay?
Doesn't say why.
Doesn't say why, right. Kfiya Samitos. Now, this lowering the beds, when they did it, Pa'amim Osa Chashisha, sometimes 6 days, sometimes Chamisha, 5 days, sometimes Shlosha, Arba, 4 days, sometimes Shlosha, 3 days. Now, here the Gilin HaShas changes the gears around a little bit, the version of Gemara. He says, here, Bein HaShmoshos, not shisha, he says instead of Be'er Shabbos, it's Bein HaShmoshos. If the Leviathan took place twilight time, so shisha, then the day which is just finished doesn't count, and the Kfiya Samitos begins the next day, which is six, right? Be'er Shabbos, he changed that one as well. Erev Shabbos, chamisha. If it happens Erev Shabbos at twilight, so it's only 5 days because it was the day before and the day after because no Kfiya Samit on Shabbos. Yontif L'Achar Shabbos, going to the next line, and if there's a Yontif after Shabbos, Arba, then you lose both Shabbos and Yontif. This is going according to opinion that Yontif doesn't interrupt Avelus. The Yushami has an opinion that unless there were three divas of Avelus before Yontif, Yontif doesn't interrupt Avelus. If 2 days of Rosh Hashanah come out after Shabbos, then you have only 3 days of Kriya Samita that whole Avelus. Chat Talmid mean the Rabbi Mono. Zern Sur Rabbi Mono, Hor L'Chai Min Krivi de Nashe, he told one of the relatives of his wife, Mishu Zokva, once you pick it up for Shabbos, whenever Shabbos comes to your Shiva, Shuv Eno Kofa, you don't have to put it down again. Kama Yomim, how many days need to pass before Shabbos begins, or you don't have to put it down again. Hayalo Rabbi Yaakov, how many days already passed? Rabbi Yaakov, he said, Shnei Yomim Hayalo. You need only 2 days, and then once you pick it up for Shabbos, you don't have to put it back down. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yitzchok said, 3 days. After 3 days, when Shabbos comes, you have to put it back down after Shabbos. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Hori L'Kbeisa, he said to put the bed down, even if there's only 1 day left after Shabbos. He's Chamile, and those who showed him in a dream, Yanki Marisa, because you were rebellious. In other words, you're too machmer, and where Pa'aloch is, and once you pick it up for Shabbos, you don't have to put it back down again. Tani, we learned. Adar Abunaksami lives in a hostel, a hotel. Emichai Moshe L'Chbos, he doesn't have to lower his beds. Lo Yavon Omrin, people shouldn't say Chorosh, who is a magician. Who knows why he's sleeping down to the ground. Now they just say he's a camper, but then they would say the magician. Haresh Meis Chomil Chomos, a parent's father and mother-in-law, or Echom Mikrov Ishtar, one of his relatives dies. Enukov, he doesn't have to lower his own bed. Lowly Kovla Lifkos. However, you shouldn't put on adornments, mascara, blush. Of course, the man doesn't usually put this on, but it means, again, the kind of empathy with his wife. Let's borrow terminology. He should have empathy. He conducts himself as she is conducting. And vice versa. If her father or mother-in-law dies, or one of her husband's relatives, so then she doesn't adorn herself. She follows his lead. So that's only if it's your father-in-law or mother-in-law. One of the other relatives, such as brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law, lo, then that doesn't apply. You don't have to even be solidarity with them. Rabbi Bar Kohen Amar Kum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Bar Kohen said Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda Pazi said B'shem Rabbi Yochanan B'dori Mo. Also, it's only if you are to if you live together with the father-in-law and mother-in-law previously, so he became like a member of family. Then even the child who's not their natural progeny has to be in solidarity, but otherwise no. Kam Rabbi Yossi im Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi. So Rabbi Yossi got up and went to talk to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi. Amalei, so he said to him, Atosh Amartim in Avuchot Amil. So did you hear this distinction from your father, the distinction between living with you and not living with you? Amalei, so he responded, Amalav Amarkein. No, my father didn't say that. Ela, Achoy did say the Bar Nechemia Meis. Rather, the brother of the wife of Bar Nechemia died. Asim Chalamay, and they went and asked Bar Nechemia, Malch Bosamita, do we have to lower your bed? So he said, Lo, it's not necessary because it's not a father-in-law or mother-in-law, it's just a brother-in-law. Now, the next couple lines are superfluous. They really appear in Rambam off, and they here appear, but they have by mistake. But you get the idea. Mali Kros Shema, this bows a person in this situation where his brother-in-law died, allowed to say Shema and Davin. Our Malaysia said, yes, this should be an adult, so from here. Hareisha also came on Mason McCaffrey's vow with the Mason Berium. Vigion has Kriya Shema, and the time for Kriya Shema comes. Hareisha Pesh Lamakum Taro, he goes to holy place. Isaac, Vulovich says, Phil puts his film in Kriya Shema, and puts on the read Shema. Umis Paolo and Davids. Okay, Mimnesha Omru Shabbos Oilova Eino Mavsekis. So that means even certainly if you're a brother in law, you go when you daven somewhere. Mimnesha Omru Shabbos Oilova Eino Mavsekis. They said that Shabbos counts as part of Shiva, it doesn't interrupt it. Vairagon Mavsekim, Yon Toivim, stop Shiva, Veinim only, but they do not count. Now again, where they do not count is only if you didn't kept less than 3 days before Yontif. According to Yushami Shita, they need to keep at least 3 days for Yontif to break. So if you didn't keep 3 days, then Yontif doesn't break and doesn't count either. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Simon said, B'shem Rabbi Yochan, Shuminashu Mutar B'tashmishamita. They don't count the Yontif because during Yontif you're allowed to have relations with your wife. I don't think people ask in that way. I think it's only... I think you're not allowed to do anything in private, no matter what. But then they had this opinion that on Yontif, for even others, allowed to have relations with his wife. And that's why it doesn't count as part of Shiva. Come, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Yehuda came, met up with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Amar Leini said, Demachamin kol tamidav, Rabbi Yochanan. This is what all students Rabbi Yochanan say, Lo shama bar nashmine adam milsa. Nobody heard from Rabbi Yochanan the statement that an Ovel on Yontif is allowed to have relations. El avuchad your father. Only Rabbi Yaakov said, in these amres, if it was talking about, if Rabbi Yochanan made the statement, it was lo is amres, it was only made elamin ilamin milaya as part of the category of these words, the hachin hachin, that. Oh, it's not sure. It could be either way. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan would certainly never been matir outright to have relations on Yontif when a person's on Velus, but it was something which it was he was talking about as a theoretical possibility. Milsa Rabbi Yeshua Malevi Amar Shua Asa Tashim Shemita. Say Rabbi Yeshua, which was Ben Levi, which follows, says an Ovel is not allowed to have relations. Dharma Rabbi Simon Shem Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, Simon Zenev Rabbi Yeshua Malevi. Halo Omru, they didn't, they say, Ein Ovel Baragel, there is no Avelus Ani Yontif, Ela Ach Sharabim Nogi Bobetzina. But the masses are accustomed to keep the Avelus in private. Ma'abetzina, what is in private? Shu'as Tashu Shamita. He's forbidden to have marital relations. Hesuni has a kasha, Rea, Regal, Rea, also Tashu Shamita, Vena Ole, the Yontif. Okay, they're not allowed to have Tashmi Shamita, they're not allowed to have relations, but nevertheless doesn't count as part of Shiva, right? On Shabbos, let's say Shabbos also, if a servant Tashmi since the other can't have relations with his wife on Shabbos, close salad should not be born parcel of Shimon. We know it is. So our brother Bus said, Efshar l'shiv lo reyo, it's possible to have Shiva without a Yontif. Ali Efshar l'shiv lo Shabbos, it's not possible to have Shiva without a Shabbos. And therefore, they said Shabbos always counts as part of Shiva because of the necessity of going through Shabbos every week. Okay, next Mishnah. Yuzayim Raf, Rebbe Lezer Omer. Oh, it has a lot, but I don't recall either. It's in, we had it 7.5 years ago, and it's I only lived it once, so I don't remember. But I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, bless our man. Top is I'm out. By the way, as I mentioned, Monday is due date. D-Day. We'll learn one more day this week, and then Monday, for sure. I mean, we might even finish Thursday night, but we'll make the C.M. Monday. Okay? Rabbi Lezer Meir, Mishachor Beis Hamikdash, once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, Atzeres Kushabbos, Shavuos is like Shabbos, meaning it counts as part of Shiva and doesn't stop Shiva. Shavuos, why is that? Because it's only one day and there are no Korbanos. Right? So therefore it doesn't have the status of Yontif. Rabbi Gamliel Meir, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, Kiragolim, they like Yom Tovim and they stop Avilus. Chachomim, Lokadiv, Ezev, Lokadiv, Ezev, now either of these guys, Ela Tereskir Golim on Shavuos is like Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, they'll keep Purim like Shabbos, that they don't count to stop. Now we pask him, of course, that all of them stop, right? The Beis Rabbi Levi Omri, the Beis Rabbi Yana Omri, now it's Rabbi Yana, they said, Ateres Oyla Shiva Kiragolim. That's a fascinating concept. He was super mako. He said Shavuos counts as 7 days. Torah Shloshim counts as 7 days. The one day Shavuos counts as 7 days because it's no worse than the Yontif. The Yontif is 7 days. Shavuos is 7 days. No, but it's the one day of Shavuos that counts as 7 days, not the days afterwards. Look at here. Bonkrum Rabbi Yosi says, as for Rabbi Yosi, Shloshim Livnei Ateres. So if that's the case, if you have 3 days before Shavuos, Vatzeres Shiva, and Shavuos itself is seven, Harei Asara, is that 10 days altogether, right? And you already counted 10 days towards your Shloshim, even though it was actually in practicality four. Or, and next word should be instead of Elo, Olo, or not. Maybe say even more than that. Shlosh even Atzeres. You have 3 days before Atzeres. Then they count as Shiva in themselves because they expand to fill the available space. But Atzeres Shiva and Atzeres itself is the 7 days. Hare Arba Asara is 14 altogether. Okay? So in 4 days, I got 14 days. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi. Yes, Rabbi said. What's the next word? I can't read it. But I think it's Bikini. It is Bikini? So he says, V'chein, is that true? It can't go that far. Rather, Yom Echad Livnei Atzeres, if you start out Avelus 1 day before Shavuos, Mona Chamish Lacha Atzeres, then you have the 1 day before Shavuos, and 5 days, that period there is superfluous, 5 days after Shavuos, because you have one day before, 1 day Shavuos, 5 days afterwards. Shtaiv, you have 2 days before Shavuos, Mona Arba, you count 4 days after Shavuos, 2, 1, and 4. Shloshi, if you have 3 days before Shavuos, then Bala Menachzer Shiva, you no longer have to keep Shiva afterwards. Why? Because Shavuos cancels. However, Shloshim follows the regular pattern. This is an important point. Shloshim continues no matter what, unless you have a second Yontif afterwards, like Yom Kippur and Sukkot. But otherwise, Shloshim, the meter keeps on ticking. The regular Shloshim meter. Okay? Says the Gemara, time will end. Amar appointed one cannot go to visit an Avel. Lo Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, even on a courtesy call. Amrei Shmuel Barav Yitzhar Shmuel Barav Yitzhar said, Nah, Yom Kippurim Shchalos B'Shabbos, Yom Kippurim Shabbos Marim B'Poim, then he can go visit the novel. Kadol, like a case of Chizki Avali, who they had a case for his novels, Soker Abonu L'Gabei, they were Barabbas, so they had to Mechame Lei Bapin to show themselves to his face, but Tom Rabba on Yom Kippur. So Amrei Lo, so he said back there, Klu Amru Ein Marim Ponim, you know what? It can't be the difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos and regular Shabbos. Why is that? Because Klum Amru, Eimar, and Pointing, Lo Brosh, Lo Kippurim, what reason they give not to greet one's Rebbe's, not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Lo Minat Filot, it's not because it's extended about the davening. They didn't daven in the 6:30 Yom Kippur minute, which we have in Chicago. But in the da, it's because the extent amount of the davening, so it's just no time. Well, if that's the case, Shani Yom Kippur Shchalis B'Shabbos Shani Yom Kippur Shchalis B'Chol is no different than Shani Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, and the Yom Kippur comes out on a weekday. Regardless, you should not be allowed to be mar upon him to go visit him because it's too much davening to do. Okay, says the Mishnah further. And Korin, now on Yotiv one does not tear Kriya, the low Chotim one does not reveal a shoulder, these are all customs of Avelus, the low Mavrin one does not have the first meal which is provided by outsiders, to give that first meal on regular high level beds or couches, because it's Yotiv, you know, you can't put your bed low.
You eat in the bed?
Well, the couches were called beds. Yeah, it wasn't really a bed.
But these are, we're not referring now to the items with the straps, are we?
No, we're referring to couches they used to eat on.
How do you lower a couch?
Chop off its legs. I'm not sure how, but they were supposed to. That's the question beyond my level of expertise. I'm not a carpenter. Okay. Says Gemara. If I was a carpenter, I probably wouldn't know either, but I'm not a carpenter. Says more further. One doesn't bring stuff to the Avil's house. General. Loba tavla, not on a tablet. Loba sculpto, nor a fancy tray. Loba kane, nor in fancy baskets. Eloba sali, in simple baskets. One cannot say the bracha to the mourners on the moed and chol moed if the death occurred then. I will only be sure they stand in line. Menachmi and poter misaravim, and they say nechama, and everybody is happy to go home. It's not the same elaborate ritual which you normally have. I'm ready to be a sad. Do vachin koyvin liska shen kushen kru win lisado. People are close enough that are suitable to mourn with the person who's in mourning, you know, it's a show of solidarity, so they're allowed actually to even do what? To participate in the Nichum Avelim and Yotif. And it's like we learned, or died at the time that we learned, Chacham Shemes, if a Chacham dies, then Krovav, his relatives, Apilu Krovim Shem William Lisabo love, Lisabo, and even those who are not suitable mourning can mourn as well. Kadar Ayvunda Damach Muado. And this is like the case where Rabbi, it should be actually a co Krovov. Apilu Krovim Shem William Lisabo. Even everybody's his relative. Even relatives who normally are not accustomed to mourn, but since it's time of Chacham, they participate in the mourning. Kadar like found case Ayvunda Damach Muado. Reavun died on Chol HaMoed. V'lo notalei Raimona Chesed. Raimona did not do Chesed of coming to his Leviah. It was a different city. V'avun Tzipori Amrei, and the people Tzipori Rabbi Yomona. What? Oh, Gomal makes more sense. Sorry. Well, Gomal Chesed. He didn't do Gemilas Chesed towards him. Rabbi Tzipori Nerman in the Tzipori, which the city reminder said, Ad Misona! To his death, he hated him. Nice comment, huh? And one hated Rabbi Avun until he died. So, after Yom Tov was over, however, Mona, Avali Ikre, gave him a special honor of Amr Kumeon, and he went and said to everybody, Kodah Tani, there it says, Chacham Shemes. Hakol Krovav, everything Chacham dies, everybody is his relative. Bino Davun Gabe. That's only, however, when we're by him. Ron Lovin Gabe, but we were in Tzipori and he was in Tveri. That's why I didn't display Avelus on Yontif, not because they didn't have respect for him. Hakre Amin Amelel. If somebody dies, somebody does Kriya from the Melel. The Melel is like a rip when the garment is already there and had been torn already. So it's not really ripping the fabric, but rather a previous rip. Mina Shalal, it's something which had also been joined together with a broader sewing. You mean aradid? Aradid is like something like a necklace or something which you wear on your neck. It's not part of parts of your garments. Ain't a karakar, it's not a serbi kriya. I mean, an ichoi from something which is raised sort of very tough, it's either part of the weave of the fabric or something which is that strong, I raise the kara, that's kriya. Ezu ichoi, what's something which is part of the weave? Any time where it's visible mending. Or maybe I'll call Shema Komaniku, you didn't know it was there. I saw a kriya and I saw him be ichoi. If you rip for 10 kriya for 10 different reasons, you're not allowed to ever fix it. Son's father and mother, his rabbi taught him wisdom, the leader of the generation, on the head of the court of the generation, he ripped on bad rumors, and he heard blasphemy, God's name being cursed, saw the Torah being burnt, if he sees Yushalayim, the ruins, on these 10 things, if he tears kriya, he cannot ever mend it properly. Now, first things first. I love you, Val Imo, Val Rabbo, Shalim, the Chokhman, his father and his mother and his Rebbe taught him wisdom. Minana, we know this because it says, Elisha Goeh, Elisha saw Elio going up in the chariot of fire to heavens, from Mitzayik, and he cried, Avi, Avi, my father, which is like Avi V'imi, my father and mother. Rechav Yisrael, the chariot of Israel, Parashav, and its horsemen, and they turned clear. So the Gemara asks, right? Moshe, boy, come here, Yochanan. Moshe asked him, "Send for Yochanan." Excuse me. Umei Elisha on the maiden for Elisha. We can learn. Did Elio die? No. So there's no chi of kriya there. So how can we learn from what he did kriya for anybody else? He didn't have to rip. Says the Gemara, Armalei. So he said, Moshe. No, be patient. Be patient. Ma meishu mistalek. It's a great echo. There's actually no way your Yotzei shofar in this building. See? Aren't we off to the side?
Yeah, but it's
echoed
because no one in the room.
Yeah, alright. Anyway. Never been in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, they take out the echo for Rosh Hashanah. They put it in the side room. All right. Says the Gemara further. Mishum istalek, ma meis mishum istalek odein rei, just like a dead person when he goes away, you no longer see him. Kach se mishum istalek, so to hear Elio, once he removed. Old Loro, they didn't say him anymore, and therefore it's like death vis-a-vis kriya. Kishem shekorin al chachamim. Now here's a very interesting word. Just like you tear kriya on chachamim, on wise men, kachkorin al tamidim, you also do kriya on their students. Ezu talmid chacham. It's one of the rare cases where the word talmid chacham appears in the Yerushalmi. Okay, what it doesn't mean what it means in Bavli. It means rather who's the talmid chacham? A little chacham. Chizkiyah mar chizkiyah said kol shoshana alachos. Vod Torah. Anybody learn Torah? And a little bit of Torah at least, you know. Tanakh, even then, the problem is there's people learning Tanakh. So they try to get people to learn Tanakh. Only Rabbi Yossi, but that Dhamma Rishon, to begin with, he has to learn a little bit of Torah. Or once upon a time, they were the Talmud Chacham had to know some Torah. I will Akshav! I feel Alachos now, even Alachos by himself suffice. Rabbi Shem Yochan said, Kol Shum Avat, the time of Kochum, Kol Shum Avat, the song of anybody who doesn't work, name Yishnasa because he wants to learn, includes all of you holy people here this evening. All of you guys. Okay, Tati. Oh, sorry. Tati, we learned. Kol Shum Sholin, so anybody who asks a question, Rumei Shem, and you can respond intelligibly, that's a time of Kochum. Or Rabbi Yishnasa said, Kigon Anan, like we, the Rav Ravinon, when we were young, I guess, the Ravinon Ashkin Allah, our rabbis used to ask us questions, they would pay attention to us, but on Stephen Law, we used to answer the questions. Everybody knows to explain his learning. Vanan, we, Afilu Rav Ravonin, even the great ones among us, Lo Chachmi, do not know Mevaramas decent to explain a Mishnah properly. Nebuch. Okay, we're so ignorant. Ezu Rabbi, who's your rabbi? We have to tell Kriya for. Kosha Pasla Tchila, anybody who first taught you Torah. The Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosher Rav Talmud Omer, from whom you learn most of your understanding. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosher Enav, anybody illuminated his eyes. The Mishnah, so in his learning, Afil B'dav Brechot, even one thing. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha, that you do Kriya only on Kedivri Mishnah Omer, like you've been with said, Kosher Rav Talmud Omer, from whom you learn most of your learning. Lama Lama Rabbi Yehuda, why did he say hello, sir? Rabbi Yehuda made that same before. Because he's Tana Tani Machlik, those switch around the name, so he wanted to say hello like the concept, not like the person. Rabbi Lazar Ka! Al Shepasal Chil, Rabbi Lazar to decree on his olive base, Rabbi, who taught him olive base. Because that's the first, you know, foundation. They said the girl only called Rabbi, so the person who taught him olive base, the Vilna Gaon. Because that was what he needed. The rest he could learn on his own. Okay? Says Gemara. That's right. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabun. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun said. Oh, I skipped. Shmuel Chatz Asher Einam Mishnasu. Shmuel did Cholatz. He bared his shoulder, which is a sign of Avelis in the old days. On some, he illuminated his eyes in a Mishnah. Mayan or Mishnah, so what did this person illuminate his eyes in the Mishnah? Om Rabbi Yisrael B'mishnei Mavtechus, the Mishnah says that when they used to open the Beis HaMikdash, there were two sets of keys. Echad Yorlam Es Beis HaShechi, when you had to stick your hand in up to the shoulder and turn around like this to open, because there was just a hole in the door, and the key was in the inside, so you had to stick it in your hand and turn around. That was one. And one shoe that he opened directly, right, because the lock was on the inside. What does it mean to go down to the arm of the armpit? He used to put his hand in and arm it down until he could turn around and open it up from the inside. On the president of the congregation and on the leader of the court. Vashmos Ross had a bad news mean I know they do kriya because it says Vaikhazay Tavi Bugodavi Kareim when they heard Shaul died. And King Saul. So David ripped his clothes, right? Vaitzbadu and they eulogized Vaibku and they cried with Tum and they fasted on Arab till nightfall. Al Shaul on Shaul's and us he was the leader. They died in sword. That's bad news. I'll kill us, Hashem. I know that you ripped Kriya when you hear God being cursed. Because it says, when Chizkiyo heard his divrei Rav Shokeh, the words of Rav Shokeh was blaspheming God outside your slime. He ripped his clothes. Does one rip on clothes even when somebody hears the curse come from a goy? So by the Rav Shokeh, Rav Shokeh was a goy. Of course he do Kriya because he sees the Chizkiyo did Kriya. According to Pinay, it was a Jewish parent, Donald, and Kriya don't do Kriya if a guy turns coats. Okay? Tani we learned, Rabbi Yeshua said, Echot Shoshama Kilos Hashem Yisrael. If somebody heard Hashem being cursed by a Jew, Echot Shoshama Kilos Hashem and Akum, or from a Goy, Chayli Kraft to Kriya. My time of why? Because the Pasuk says, Hine Ani Hashem Elokei Kobosra, and God the Lord of all flesh. And he made it play the verse, anything hidden from me. Mahu Korbis Manaseh, do we do Kriya in our day and age? Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shemi Yochanan Mishul Rabba got 40 never because there's so many blasphemers today. Pass me the crow. We do not do Kriya. Why? Because too much to rip. Right? Malikor can do Kriya even if you hear God being cursed in one of his nicknames, not his real name. Says Mother Shemi Yadot, let's hear from here. Shemi Loka Shemi Mach, this is a cool story. It is a cool story. Shemi Loka, wake up for this one. Shemi Loka Shemi Mach, this story is walking down the highway. It's family had kuti, so one guy came along. Baba Magadi, he was blaspheming. Five of course, Rabbi Shimon Lakish ripped his clothing. Magadi, the guy cursed again. Vukar, Shimon Lakish kissed ripped his clothing. Nachasim in Chamra, but now he got fed up. Okay, Magadi, five of course. There Shimon Lakish came down from his donkey. He gave a fist inside his heart, and the guy actually kicked the proverbial bucket. Amalei said to him, as he was lying there against dying, Rasha, evildoer, does your mother have enough garments to provide me? You're making me rip and rip and rip. I can't take it anymore. So therefore he killed him. And he didn't have to do any more ripping.
It's a Henny Youngman joke.
It's a Henny Youngman joke. Okay. So anyway, that's what it's like. Hadamra, now Goyim, they don't know the actual Shem Hashem. If they're cursing, they're cursing Hashem by one of his foreign language nicknames. You rip when you hear the description of God.
Maybe they're cursing something else.
I guess he knew somehow. Otherwise, you're right, it wouldn't make any sense. I'll say a turn. A turn being burned, how do you know that? It says when the Jew read three or four stanzas of the verse, Mao shosh losses for arba, what is three or four stanzas? Tlas arab psukim, three or four psukim, came and she gave basakhishi, went to get the first part, fifth basakhin echa, ki Hashem ogorob shah, Hashem tor afflicted her because of its many sins. Miad yivaikre betar sofer says that the king ripped the scroll, which was the Megillah Veicha, with a razor. So in any event, at that time, they ripped their clothing. They didn't rip their clothing. The people who were standing with the king. That tells us that they should have ripped their clothing at that point, even though they didn't. Then we see that when you rip your clothing on the Torah, or for that matter, any part of the Torah, not just Chumash, but your Nove being burnt.
I'm confused by one point. If a Goy curses,
yeah,
the name of the Lord,
mm-hmm,
with the nickname,
yeah,
you're assuming that the Goy does not worship.
No, he does. He does. He says G-D-MMIT.
But his G-D is not the same.
Right, we're assuming it's the case where it is, like a Christian. That's what we're assuming. Otherwise, you're correct. Of course. It says, curse Ra. So it makes no difference to us.
But why would... I get it. I don't get it, but I understand.
So if a Buddhist or a Hindu curses...
Buddha.
We don't care.
I mean, we care in the sense.
And if a Christian
curses Yashka?
We don't care about that either.
Right. We're very liberal, to a point. Okay. Says my friend, let's just finish the Amma.
It was Rishi Lakish that killed this guy because he himself.
Yeah, he was a tough guy. Right. I wrote Tamachom Shemay. Somebody sees this Tamachom who dies, Kiro Sevator Shinisraf. It's as if he sees the Sevator being burned. I have heard a fellow said, Yovel, I made something bad before me. In time, the Klum calls him, if I tasted anything, I think I saw Tamachom die. Rabbi Yonah Abba Batsor, Rabbi Yonah was in Tsor, Kachoma the Domach Breda Rabbi Avo. When he heard that the son of Rabbi Avod died, which I guess was the time of Chacham, Avakav to Ochel Guvna, even though he ate cheese with Shosmai and drank water that day, Aski Tzomo Yomi completed the day in fasting. Rabbi Bov, Rabbi Chuna Bar Chio, Ava Yusim, and they're both sitting. Asas Namitz, a certain animal came, a certain a weasel or something. No, a certain bird came. But Chataf the field of Rabbi Chuna Bar Chio, and grabbed the tzomo Chuna Bar Chio. So the Rabbi grabbed the bird or hunted down Mechonk, and he choked it to death. On the Rabbi said, "Woo, shoo, old man, were you not to have saved my children from a bird? By any boy, they save a star, and the children would have been destroyed by him. It would be like third being bird would have had the first fast." Armelez said, "But die not, Lazu. You still think that's true?" You only do right rip kriya on a sefer Torah, not filling, which is burnt not by a regular guy, but by a king, bizroa, with force. Going to Yoyakim, Melchi Yoshio, Ben Yoshio, Melchi the Chaver, like Yoyakim and Yoshio, King Yula and his friends. Ula Biria Bishel and Rabbi Lezer Shem Rechina said, Haro Sevator Shinizra, we see Sevator being burned. Chayv Likro, you have to do two kriyas. One, Alec Bilvniatz on the parchment. Maksav niatzma, and on the writing by itself. My time of why? Because it says, Achreisov HaMelech Samgila, after the king burnt the Megillah, that was Eicha, V'esadvarim, and the words. As a Megillah, Zagvila, that's the parchment. V'esadvarim, and on the words, Zagsav, that's the writing. Rabbi Brechin, Rabbi Chelbo, Ula Beria, Rabbi Lazar, Shere Mechina said, Asa Kershboro, very famous, where happened, comes at the end of Tainus in the Bavli. He's going to be a dance master for the tzaddikim for the world to come. Mataima, or Pasuk teaches this, Yoshisu libchem l'cheila, put your hearts to its strength. L'chula ksi, put it to, it's written as if it says l'chula, which is a circle. But tzaddikim are so bam, so tzaddikim all stand equidistant from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, on all points in the circle, and they point at Hashem. Vayomer, and they say, Kizel Elokim Elokeinu Olam Vaed, He's our God. V'nageinu Amus, He will take us Amus. This is actually Shushayom for tomorrow, right? V'nageinu Amus, is that Wednesday Shushayom? What's Amus? Some main interpretations. Amus, one is Bali Mus, with hiddenness. Allah, like Hitalem, is to hide. Amus, some say Amus means with youth, with haste. Amus, some say Amus means Kielin Ulamisa, like young lads who go quickly from place to place. So it says, Amara, tier game, Akilos, Asna Sira, Akilos Asnasir is one of the translators might have been Uncles, not true, says Ulam Olam Shembamavis. He should take us into a world where there is no death. But Tzadikim Mayamosabeso and the Tzadikim show going back to the circle of eventual circle, they point at Hashem with their fingers and they say, Vaimek Zelukim Elokeinu Olam Vaed, He is our God, our Lord forever. Linageno Amus, He leads us Amus. As they leads us in the world, this world, leads us in the world to come as well. Okay, we will stop here for today. No shir tomorrow night. Thursday night, I believe, will finish. Monday night is the Siyum and the beginning of Omos. Thank you.